Hey, Mark.
Hey, Katie.
Hey, you want to do a podcast?
Yeah.
Sweet. Okay. Welcome to the Unforget Yourself show, where we use the power of woo and the proof of science to help you identify your blind spots, get over your own bullshit, so that you can do the fucking thing you actually want to do.
Absolutely. I'm Mark.
And I'm Katie.
And we're the founders of Unforget Yourself and the creators of the Unforget Yourself system. Look, being a business owner is tough.
Yeah.
With vulnerability and with humor, mm-hmm. we'll be sharing with you the real stories behind the success of those brave and crazy enough to start their own business. And to show you that you're not alone.
You're not. Well, from the accidental entrepreneur to the laser-focused CEO, we have honest conversations about how they got to where they are today. We talk about the challenges that they faced and what they're currently dealing with in real time on their roller coaster journey. Along the way, we want to show you that it's you. You are the most important asset in your business.
Yeah, you are. So let's cut the bullshit and start the show.
Enjoy. Okay, hello everyone. Welcome to the show. Today we have April Hyatt joining us. April runs Impactful Online Solutions. Impactful Online Solutions.
It's
apparently
a mouthful.
My tongue cannot wrap around simple words today. You create websites for coaches, consultants, and therapists who want a highly effective professional website that connects you with your potential customers and that grows your business, right?
That's yes, you got it.
good. Well, so for the benefit of everybody listening, could you please share more about that, like who you work with, what that looks like, how you got into doing this?
Sure, you bet. And let me just tell you, it's kind of funny. The official name of the business is Impactful Online Solutions. And I made a mistake, like right in the beginning of my business, because that is such a mouthful to say. And so I called my business that, and then I was like, I cannot even say that out loud without tripping over my own words. So my website's not that, it's my name, yeah. Because that's so much easier. And I'm sure we'll get to that later. But anyway, yeah, I have the same thing. So just FYI.
Thank you.
But yes, so I work mostly with coaches, therapists, consultants, service-based businesses. And I'm really passionate about helping them not just look good online, but actually connect to the people that they can help. And the reason for that is kind of interesting. So several years ago, when my kids were younger, they're all out of the house now. I'm older, you know, but when they were
legit, I wouldn't guess that you had kids old enough to be out of the house. Like I'm not.
Oh, nice.
Here. I'm like, yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. We have three kids and my youngest is 20 and our oldest is 20. I should know this off the top of my head. 26.
A pass at a certain age when they're like,
okay, perfect. Okay, good. But when our middle son was in high school, he had some mental health struggles and I just didn't know how to help. And it's just one of those things. I did everything I could as a mom and I really didn't know how to help him. And so I was looking, you know, I searched online, I searched everywhere to try to, and there was a specific thing I was looking for and I really couldn't find it. Mm-hmm. And so I'm pretty open about talking to people that I trust and friends. And so I was talking with a friend and she said, April, I know a company, I know somebody that can help you. I know some therapists and some coaches in this group and they can really help your son. And so I said, okay, let me just check them out. So I went on their website and I was like, no, they can't help me. I'm so sorry. No.
Yeah.
And it kind of like repelled me almost from just what they had online and how they represented themselves. Mm-hmm. And so a couple of days later, I was talking to her again and she said, hey, did you check them out? What'd you think? And I said, yeah, no, I don't think they can help me. I don't think they can help my son. And she said, you know what, April, I promise you they can. She said, I'm telling you, this is the group that can help you. This is the company that can help you. And I said, okay, I will call them only because you told me to, and because you've had experience with them and you had a really good experience, but otherwise I wouldn't. And so I called and honestly, they were exactly what we were looking for. They were perfect for my son. They helped him with the things he was struggling with. I mean, it was literally perfect. So after about a year of that, I talked with the business owner and I said, hey, because at this point, you know, my son had been working with them for a while. I knew them pretty well and I was comfortable enough to do this. And I said, you know, your website almost made me not come here. I said, not almost. I was like, if my friend hadn't told me, I wouldn't be here. I said, right. You are exactly what I was looking for, but your website doesn't say that. I said, I don't know who you're talking to over there, but it wasn't me. And I'm telling you that there are other moms out there that are looking for what you have, mm-hmm. and you're not representing yourself very well. And he said, okay, well, how about if you build our websites? Okay, well, I had never built a website before ever. This was like 8 years ago. I'd never done it. And I went, okay, sure. I can totally do that. And he said, no, really, I want you to go learn how to do it. You are exactly the person, like, you know who we're talking to. So we want you to go learn how to do that. And then I'll pay you to do it. And so I did. I took courses. I took classes. I learned everything I could. I built that one. And then he had like 10 other companies or programs within the company. And I built those and got referrals, and it just grew from there. But I was so passionate about being a mom and having a child who needed help and not being able to find that help that I thought, there's got to be other people out there. So I'm going to do something about this. I've got to help other people. I know that there's people offering good stuff. I've got to help them.
Oh, so. That's brilliant. That I feel like I'm finding all the good stories start with either there was something that terrible that happened, or I needed help and I couldn't find the help I needed, so I did it myself.
Yes. Yeah. Isn't that interesting how we do that? But yeah, it absolutely.
Is. Well, and the thing that makes you different is that you said yes to that. There's gotta be so many more stories where people didn't, and those fade into oblivion. The ones we know are the ones where the person said yes.
Right. Right.
So you learned how to do the website, or how to create that. Thank God. I was going to ask you, he paid for you to do that, right?
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. And you know what? He was so kind. He actually paid for me to learn how to do it. Not at a full price, but he's like, I can't pay you, you know, everything, but I'll pay you X, you know, number of dollars if you will go learn how to do this so that you can talk to the other moms who needed, you know, who need our help, but I don't know how to talk to them. He's like, I just don't know what to say to those moms, but you do. So yeah. So yeah, he paid me to do it, paid me to learn how to do it, paid me over, you know, several years to do other stuff and all the learning along the way. He's awesome. It was awesome.
Yeah. It's like finding that need. So how did you then start to branch out? Was it just because this is what you're doing? You found you loved it. And then what?
So yeah, both. So I started doing this and I thought, ooh, I really like this. And it fit my lifestyle because I was still at home. My kids were teenagers and I wanted to work, but I didn't want to be tied down to a time that I had to be at work and clock in. And, you know, when your kids are teenagers, they still need you. They still have stuff and they're, you know, they're in dance team and they're on the wrestling team and they're doing their things. And you want to be able to do that. So it fit my time frame. And then as I started building for him, I did find that I loved it, but I also got a lot of referrals just within that particular company. He had several people that worked with him, that worked for him, that contracted with him. And I spent the first several years just building websites on referrals. I would build one for somebody and they'd be like, oh, this is so great. Let me tell my friend. And then, and even now, probably 75% of my business is referrals.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, then it's like, yeah, you do a good job because people send you. So what do you love about websites? What gets you like, this is it. Everybody should have a fantastic website.
I love that when it's done right, that it reflects who you are, but it also reflects your business in a really good way. Yeah. And so when somebody's looking for help, they can get to your website and go, yes, that's exactly what I need right there. Sign me up. Like, I just love that your website's the face of your business online. So you want to look good, but you also want to be able to talk to the person reading it. Because I mean, I design websites and I want them to look really nice, but at the end of the day, it can look amazing, but if you're not talking to the person, you're not helping anybody. So I love when they're done really well and they connect to people and that the person on the other end is going, oh, that's what I was looking for. Yes. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I don't know why that just totally excites me. Maybe because I was that mom that couldn't find that. And so yeah. I like just imagining people getting there and going, please, yes, you're helping me.
it makes so much sense because I feel like we're at a point in time where you see websites, I'm using air quotes for those who can just hear, that are right. like a click funnel thing. So it's a template that looks yucky and actually has like really not great copy. Or yes. you have like a something that might look beautiful because somebody can pull images from Canva and copy what they saw maybe somewhere else. And they're like, I just like how it looks pretty, but they're not communicating everything.
Right. And it is a combination. Like you do want it to look nice because this is the reflection of your business. It's kind of like, you know, back in the day, maybe we all still do this, maybe not so much anymore because we're shopping online, but remember you'd walk down the street, you'd go window shopping yes. and the businesses that had the really cool window displays you would actually walk into and they would attract you and you would go in there. So you mm-hmm. do want it to look good when somebody gets there because that is the first impression they have of your business, mm-hmm. but then it has to connect to people. You've got to talk to them. You've mm-hmm. got to connect to them because once they get past that initial first impression, it's the next step. It's that connection that's going to get people moving forward.
Oh yeah. There has to be some meat on the bones there rather than just a, you know, a pretty color palette.
Right. Right. Well, and I then, love me a pretty color palette, but right? you know.
Oh yeah. We want the pretty color palette. Don't get me wrong.
Yes.
Just want to have the good info. And I think that is, you know, again, going back to the ones that just the boilerplate where it has, you can find information, but maybe it's not even put in a way where it draws people in. You're like, I could find what I need, but I'm not even drawn in because all I see is a red banner, a yellow banner, and you know, whatever.
Right. Yeah. And you know, what's interesting is the favorite part for me when I'm working with a client and building a website, or I also teach a course in teaching people how to build their own, but mm-hmm. it's in it. And probably your favorite part in your business too, is getting their story and then finding out that how that story or how their experience now connects to other people and helps other people. But I love that first initial part where in the beginning I tell people, I'm like, just write your story. Don't worry about how it's going to fit on the website. Just write your story, how you overcame what you know, the struggles you had, how you overcame that, and now why you want to use that to help people. And that's the magic. And I think you find that in your business too. That's where you connect people. That's where you're like, oh, that's how I can help them. So that's my favorite part, is hearing their stories and then finding out how they've used that to help other people.
Oh, beautiful. Well, it's as if the website is then now just that medium for storytelling, and you essentially help them author that. They need to be able to have something to bridge that divide.
Right. Yep.
So what do you find when you're working with clients what false beliefs do they have about websites that you're like, okay, I just really need to make sure that I eliminate this?
So some of the false beliefs are kind of, we talked about where they just aren't quite understanding that your website is really an extension of your business. It's not just an extra thing that you do where like, I have a business, so I need a website. Like you really want to use it and it really should work for you. I mean, it really ought to be an employee, a cheap one at that. Mm-hmm. It really should be an employee for you. And I think people underutilize their websites, or they've made one that doesn't look good and then they're afraid to send people there. So, you know, and that's not good either. You want to be confident in yourself and in your abilities and in a place that you can send people. So make sure that confidence rolls over into that.
Right.
Because if you're not confident and if you have those limiting beliefs, it can translate into your website and people will see that. If that's how you're feeling when you're building it, then people will see that. And they'll be like, oh, she's not quite confident in what she's doing. I don't know if I want to hire her either. So if you feel good about what you're doing, that will translate into your website.
Right. Oh my gosh. It's like people can sniff it out.
Right. Especially in today's world. I mean, there's enough garbage out there. You can tell.
Oh, for sure. Well, and I think a well done, beautiful website that communicates exactly what you're doing helps eliminate that whole idea that when you're, I'm thinking specifically with your audience. So course creators, coaches, therapists, oftentimes we're up against the idea that, oh, it's just a scam. Oh, it's just somebody who doesn't really, they just decided to be a coach one day.
Right.
That whole idea. And so if you have something, is that part of your intent when working with these, with your clients?
The intent
to communicate for who they want to reach, that they're know what they're doing, that give them a whole picture so that they can build that confidence that they need to establish also in their audience.
Yes, absolutely. Because there are, I mean, in today's world, anybody could wake up one morning and go, I'm a life coach, you know, but it does take some training and some experience and some background. And like, for example, on your website, Kate, I looked at it. And one of the things that I really liked about it is the videos that you have on there, where you and Mark explain a little bit about more about what you do. But then you talk about your story and you talk about your background, but you also talk a little about, you know, hey, we didn't just wake up one morning and do this. We've got years of experience along the way. So then as I'm looking at that, I'm like, oh yes, that's the person I want to talk to. That's the person I can relate to. That's the person that has the experience to help me. She didn't just wake up yesterday and go, I can totally help you. She knows stuff. She's got some experience.
I feel like that would be a terrible thing to wake up to go.
Right.
I'm just going to decide one day to put myself in a situation where I help people work through some of their deepest issues.
Right. But yeah, if you've never been there, yeah, that's hard.
Right. Well, and so it's beautiful that you can actually help those that do good work to share that. But you also help them say if they want to do it themselves, you help them learn how to build that out, correct?
Correct. Yeah. One of the things in the website industry is, I mean, oh my gosh, I'm like trying to talk and there's like so many ideas going on in my head. Nothing is coming out of my mouth. Okay. So when I build a website for somebody, often what's hard is they don't know how to maintain it and they don't know how to make their own updates to it. And so every time they make a change in their business or their business grows, they have to email me or text me or whatever. And I do a training with people because I really want to empower the business owner to grow their business and be in charge of their business and not be waiting on me. Because, you know, you never know if something were to ever happen to me or whatever, someday I'll retire. I want you to be able to be in control of your own business, but it's hard if you don't know what you're doing. And so that's the beauty of the course is that people are empowered to do whatever they want, make whatever changes they want, make updates that they want. And you're not waiting on anybody else to do that for you. But I love empowering business owners to be in charge of their own stuff and be in charge of their own growth, be in charge of their own whatever. Your business will evolve over time. Let's allow you the opportunity and the knowledge to be able to make changes online as you and your business grow.
Yes, I think that is a big deal. We should emphasize that. So do you come up, what do you come up with or come up against with people with who you work with if they are like, do people think I don't need to know that? Or is that a challenge at all? I guess is what I'm getting at.
They think more that they're technologically, let me get that word right. They're tech challenged. I'll just say tech.
Perfect.
But yeah, they just think, oh, I can't learn this, or I don't know how, or, you know, some of those kind of beliefs that they have. And I think, yes, you can, you can learn this. You just need somebody to walk you through it, but they kind of get stuck in the, this is hard, or this is overwhelming, or I don't know how to do this. Or sometimes it's just a flat, you know what? I don't want to learn how to do that. So that's fine too.
Right. Oh, that immediately I'm like, one person is in a place that we call Victimville. where they stay and they're like, I'm going to find all the reasons why I can't do it, whose fault it is. I'm going to justify it. Or the other one who's like, I don't want to do it. It's just plain uncomfort. So avoid.
Right. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. And if you can afford to do that in your business, like if you can afford to hire everything out, more power to you. Like, hello, right? That's how I make a living, because people hire me out. They don't want to do it. Sounds good to me. Like, absolutely do that. But I think when you're running your own business, and this is just my personal opinion, I do think it's important to have a general idea of what's going on in your business and what things are happening behind the scenes. Even if you personally aren't the one doing it, at least you have some general knowledge of what's going on. So if you ever had to, you could.
1,000 times, yes. I think it goes back to you saying you want to empower the business owner. Just doing that empowers a business owner, because there's nothing more disempowering when you're in a situation and you don't even know how to start to fix it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And that's just frustrating, because then you start down that rabbit hole of, oh my gosh, this is happening. What do I do? And then you get overwhelmed and then you get frustrated and then you like, it's just a whole thing. And sometimes it takes a little while to get out of.
It does. And then if it takes a while to get out of, that costs you your time, your money, all the things, which
right.
we do not want when we are working for ourselves.
Correct.
So speaking of working for ourselves, when you took the leap and started to run your own business, and so you started with a doctor, but now you're in this other world, what was that shift? And then what did you come up against that felt maybe challenging when you made that shift?
So as my kids got older, I had more time and I thought, I'm going to just do this more. And I loved it. And I was learning more and whatever. So I gradually moved from part-time to doing this full-time. I didn't start out full-time doing this because I didn't want to. And then as my kids graduated and moved out of the house and it was just me and I had plenty of time, I thought, yeah, I'm going to expand on this. But it's not easy to just go from part-time to full-time just overnight, I guess. Right. Like your brain has to move into, wow, now I'm actually working 40 hours a week and I'm going to go up to my office and I'm going to work. And then at the end of the day, I'm going to stop working. And it takes time even just to grow your business. It's not an overnight thing. I mean, I was part-time, so I was only taking on a couple of clients a month. And then when I decided to go full-time, it wasn't like I magically now had double the clients coming in. It did, right. You know, I had to work at that a little bit. Yeah. And then the other thing that I really, and I just personally have to work at a lot, is blocking out my time and making sure I do the things that need to get done. There are parts of my business that I absolutely love, but then there are parts that I just have to do. I mean, it's just at the end of the day, I don't love everything about it, but I just have to put it on a calendar, block it out and say, I am going to do that right now. I'm just going to get it done. So yeah, making that transition to, you know, you still got to do what you don't like to do sometimes in your business. It's not all fun and games.
Oh no, it would be great if it was, but
right.
there's some magic in the fact that we do have to still show up into these other areas, because if it was all just butterflies coming out of our butt and, you know, rainbow unicorns everywhere,
that'd be awesome.
There's not, I don't know why I said butterflies coming out of your butt, but it happened. It's like you get soft. There's, you have to have some sort of resistance to build a muscle. And as a business owner, to the resistance that needs to, that comes is in the form of, I got to do a thing. I got to show up even though I don't want to.
Yeah. And you learn along the way though. I mean, there are a lot of things that have happened to me just in building my business that I wouldn't have learned if I didn't go through it. I didn't like the stuff, but you know, we have to, you know, I've had my website crash and then everybody else, all of my clients' websites crash. And then my phone is blowing up going, my website's crashing. Mm-hmm. And you know, I get to learn how, the first time that happened, I was like, oh my gosh, what do I do now? Right. I know how to fix it. That happens now. I know exactly how to fix it. But, you know, if that didn't happen the first time, I would have never known that, you know, this is what you do when it crashes. This is how you go through and fix that. Or, you know, just recently, to be honest, I had, you know, we listened to all the gurus, we listened to podcasts or whatever, mm-hmm. but I learned that I have to stay in alignment with the things that feel good to me. And this is kind mm-hmm. of interesting, but I'm on Facebook and I'm on LinkedIn and I'm on a few places, but I thought I'd heard a bunch of people talking about Instagram and I thought I need to get on Instagram. But let me just say, I have nothing against Instagram. I love people that are on there. I personally am never on Instagram. I'm just not. It's not part of who I am. It's not part of how I spend my time. It's just not a place that I'm at. But mm-hmm. I heard all the experts telling me I need to be on Instagram. And so I thought, okay, I'm going to do it. So I spent hours, months just growing my Instagram account. I put everything on there. It was all, you know, it was growing. It was actually doing quite well, but mm-hmm. I spent a lot of time in that place to make that work. Then a few weeks ago when Instagram had a little glitch, my account was affected and I had to send in all the stuff to verify. I did all the things. I went to bed, got up the next morning, had an email that said, we have decided to delete your account. And I went, what? Like it is gone. It totally does not exist. Completely gone. There's no recourse. There's no nothing. All the time I spent and I had hired somebody to help me, all of that money's gone. Like everything is just gone. I mean, I have the, you know, the stuff that I made that's, you know, in Canva or whatever, that's a separate thing, but all my followers, all my everything is just gone. But what I learned from that is a couple of things. I learned that I actually don't like spending time on Instagram. How funny is that? I love people that are on there, more power to you. I'm really not trying to use Instagram. There's nothing wrong with it. It's just not for me. And so since then I was like, and in fact, it was interesting because first I was mad for a couple of days, but once I got past that, then I was like, oh, you know what? Actually, this is kind of a relief. Now I can just go back to doing the stuff that I like, that I really want to do, be in the places I want to be in, just focus my time there and just keep going with that and you know, and move forward. And it's been a huge relief, actually. Now I actually do go in on my personal account and just look at stuff a little bit more on Instagram, but not like I was doing before. And it's been kind of nice. I just learned that just wasn't who I was and I needed to stick with who I was.
Oh, that's brilliant. Okay. I want to highlight this because so often we freak out about something that doesn't work out. And if we can pause and actually feel how we feel, look at the gift you actually were given.
Oh, for sure.
It's even along the lines of like, you did the, so I've done this multiple times where I listened to the expert. I did what they wanted to do. We did that with, it was with our Facebook advertising. And we ended up having this sort of DM thing that was like, I hated it and it fell apart. And then it was like, oh, actually, now that we had our stuff shut down and it was the same sort of feeling. And I guess the point I'm getting at is that if you can get there quicker and just go, oh, that, or realize it sooner. I'm sorry.
Right.
Forgive me.
Right.
If we had made a different choice from the beginning, you know, we would have saved ourselves the time and effort going into it. But now, you know, now it's like, oh, well, listen to that from the beginning.
Right. Yeah. And now I know it's not that I didn't listen to myself before, because I'm usually pretty good about that.
Yeah.
But now I know really to listen to myself. If my gut is saying, April, you really don't like that, don't do it. I mean, I just got to be true to myself and my own business. And, you know, I just listen to myself and be confident in that. I didn't get this far by not listening to myself. And then I tried to do something and I didn't listen and it didn't work. And now I'm like, okay, April, that was dumb, but you learned. Just be confident in yourself. And if it doesn't feel good to you, don't do it.
Yeah.
Basic.
People see, that's the thing. It's like, even those of us that are like, no, I usually do this really well, it can still sneak up in these other ways. And it is just a good reminder. And we all need those sometimes.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
I want to highlight too the fact that this illustrates how important a website is, because at any moment, this can happen to a business owner. And if you are reliant on a platform that you do not own, what are you going to do when it's gone?
Right. You know, actually, what's really funny is literally 3 days before my account got deleted, mm-hmm. I had made a post on Instagram and that said, don't rely on social media alone, because one, you don't own your social media. Somebody else owns it. You're literally living on rented land. Mm-hmm. And two, you really want to get email addresses, because you own your email addresses. You own your website. Even if it goes down, I have a backup. I have a copy. I own that. And so like literally 3 days before that happened, I had made that post. And I was like, were they
looking
at that?
That's why they kicked you off. That's why they're like, you don't get back. They're like, did you see what she wrote?
Right. Yeah.
But it's true. And I think that is an important point to emphasize, because I do believe it gets completely overlooked because there is such an emphasis on social media.
Right. There is. And I think the two can work together hand in hand, but you don't want to put your whole business on social media and have that be the only place you are. Your website really is important, because if people find you on social media, the first thing they're going to do is go check you out on your website. Yeah. I read a statistic the other day, and I can't tell you where it came from, so whoever's listening, don't quote me on this, but it was something like 85% of people will go check out a business on their website before they do business with them or before they will spend money with them. So mm-hmm. even if it's just a place for people to find out more about you, you want to have something that really reflects you and your business and who you are and what you can do. So if people are just checking you out, or it's not just on social media, we want the whole picture.
Right. Well, and the thing is, it can be as simple as just a landing page, right? It doesn't right. have to be this whole complicated thing. It can be, because that can be amazing.
Right.
But yeah, you can accomplish a lot on one page.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, you can. Yeah. I just did a website for a company. It's a moving company. And, you know, he really just needed a place. So his business is on, you know, Google My Business. When you Google something and it says, you know, find it. But then there's always that website link where people just want a little bit more information. He doesn't need a lot. He just needs one page with the information, who they are, what they do, how you contact them, what their pricing is. Boom. That's it. I mean, and if that's all you need, then absolutely you can do whatever, you can do that.
Right. Yeah. That's, I think, the thought process we want to be able to have people understand when they are thinking about websites. Cause yeah, it doesn't have to be that complicated.
No, it doesn't have to be complicated for sure.
Yeah. Okay. So what do you want for yourself, for your business in the next few years?
Well, I'm probably like every business owner. I would love to continue to grow. Don't we all want that?
Yes.
But I love the part of my business that I want to grow is the course part of my business. Mm-hmm. And the reason for that is because I can work with more people that way. I can connect to more people. One of the core pieces of my course is that I have a live portion, and I even have open office hours, because I don't like the here, take it, do it yourself, and I'll never see you again. I love the connection with people. And so that's the part of my business that I really want to grow. That's my next goal, and moving forward into 2023 is growing that, but growing it because I can make so many more connections with people and then help them bring their business forward so that they can help that mom that, like me, you know, that's trying to find help, and that, you know, they can get themselves out there, and, you know, we all together, we can help more people when we're helping each other. And oh, I know that sounds cliche, but I really believe that.
Well, the reason things are cliche is because they're true, because they're repeated over and over again for a reason.
Right.
Sure. Well, good. What do you see as like any hurdles for yourself as you shift and change a little bit?
I think in growing, there are always hurdles in growing, and some of it is growing too slow or going too fast, but a lot of it is not like when you're doing something brand new, there's always stuff that comes up that you didn't anticipate.
Yes.
And then you just have to be able to get through it. And so the hurdle is just being able to, when something comes up that I didn't anticipate, to stop and say, okay, I can figure this out. Figure this out and then let's move forward. And when you do something new in your business, there's always hurdles. There's always things that are cropping up. Somebody, you know, I just get my course going and my Instagram account gets deleted. Okay, let's move forward. And then actually literally 2 days later, my website went down and I was like, you've got to be kidding me.
Well, it comes all together, doesn't it?
Yeah. So luckily I knew how to fix that because I'd gone through that hurdle before. So I could fix that. But anytime you're growing and moving forward, there's just unanticipated things. And you almost have to expect that that's going to happen and then be ready to just stop and go, yep, okay, I must be on the right track because this got a little bit hard, but I'm going to figure this out and now I'm going to keep going. And you didn't ask this, but I'm just going to tell you my favorite tip in figuring something out is to just let it be for a minute. Go to bed, leave it alone. Mm-hmm. If I'm looking at something for hours, honestly, I'll look at something, I can't figure it out. And then if I will leave it alone, literally walk away, don't look at it for hours, go to bed, get up the next morning, my brain just figures it out. Just a fresh set of eyes and your subconscious mind or something.
Yes.
Just look at it with fresh eyes and then move forward.
Brilliant. That is, yes, that is really, really important advice because I think the instinct is to take care of something and fix it right away. And then you miss out on what can happen if you just pause.
Right. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Pausing helps me. Maybe I just have to rest my brain. I don't know what it is, but I always anticipate as I'm moving forward and growing that it's not going to be perfect. Something's going to happen along the way. So then when it does happen, I'm like, okay, yeah, I must be on the right track because this is happening. So we'll just keep going.
It's so true. It is just almost that it's, I always feel funny saying this, but it's the universe basically going, do you really want this? Here's a little bit of a challenge. Here's a little bit more. If you are constantly going, yes, and you keep moving forward, those challenges are actually a sign that you are on the right path because they're not the complete roadblock. It's not that you don't have access to that. It's just, a challenge.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And if you look at your challenges as I'm going to learn something from this, and then the next time this comes up, I know exactly how to take care of it. Then it's just part of your business. It's just part of, moving forward. It's not, I guess it's still a challenge, but it's more of a, I'm going to learn something. And now I know the next time it happens, how to take care of it.
Exactly. Even if it's the website crashing.
Correct. Even if it's mine, it's not supposed to be mine that crashes.
No, you're the one in charge. Come on.
I know, right?
Oh, well, April, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for your time. It has been lovely speaking with you. And I want to make sure that people are, they're able to find you easily. So where do you want people to come to work with you?
The best place is my website and it's April Hyatt, and Hyatt is H-I-A-T-T. But if you happen to spell it wrong with a Y, I actually own both domains and one just points to the other. So yeah, just a little note, if you have a name that people often spell wrong, just buy both of the domains and just point one to the other. But yeah, aprilhyatt.com. I have lots of free stuff on my website you can download. You'll see about working with me and my course and whatever you want to know. Or if you just want to contact me and you just want to go send me a little note, April, whatever you want to tell me, that'd be great. If you want to tell me I'm awesome, I would love that. So feel free to go to my contact me page and just send me a little note. That'd be great.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. Your freebies are fantastic. I was like, nice. So go check her out. Well, awesome. Thanks again. It has been a pleasure speaking with you today.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, Katie.
Yeah, Mark.
Want to do an outro?
I sure do.
Sweet. Hey, thank you so much for listening and making it to the end.
Yay, you.
So what happens next?
we ask them the things that podcasters are supposed to ask at the end of an episode.
Can you please rate, review, download?
Subscribe.
Hmm.
Yeah.
But why is it important?
Because that's how our podcast gets noticed.
It's how people find us.
It is. And we want all their earballs.
All the earballs all over the place.
We do.
Nice.
Yeah. So please do all those things. We'll be ever so grateful.
And then more people hear your beautiful voice.
Or yours.
Oh, yeah. See you next time.
Bye.